So Paul said, for that reason, what should you do? I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. That is, I recommend. No commend. Just they remove the R behind it. That is, I'm saying it again. That's recommend. You know, I recommend. First time is I commend you. Second time is I recommend you. You understand my English? Yeah, that's correct English. You understand what I'm trying to say? That is, I'm recommending. I'm telling you again that this is your only hope. You know, when a doctor prescribes, what he's doing is to recommend a medicine. It's okay, this one, go and take it. All your troubles will vanish away. Paul said, you want your inheritance. This is the way it will happen. The word of his power. Now I was, you know, I went into all of this trying to explain a principle that the law, which came by Moses, is trying to follow all the steps to make a man successful. But grace, which is realized through Jesus Christ, is simple. The truth is the word of God. If you believe it, power is activated to make you do the right thing. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Now, I think I should just quickly switch over to that. Open to Proverbs chapter 2. I'll read from verse 1. It said, my son, if you will receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, you make your ear attentive to wisdom, incline your heart to understanding. It's that if you cry for discernment and you lift your voice for understanding, you know, what Solomon is doing here is giving details of that word. I commend you to God and the word of his grace. Now, if I may quickly explain the meaning of the word of his grace, the expression, it means that it is this word that releases power. That's what he's saying, the word of his grace, all right? So these are the details of the things that Paul said in a single sentence. Solomon was outlining it. He said, if you seek her as silver, verse 4, and search for her as for hidden treasures, he said, then you will discern the fear of the Lord and discover the knowledge of God. He said, for the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He said, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright, and is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice, and he preserves the way of his godly ones. Now, he was saying in verse 9 that if you do all these things I said earlier, making your ear attentive to wisdom, shouting for discernment, seeking as for silver, as men seek silver and hidden treasures, look at verse 9. He said, then you will discern righteousness and justice, and equity and every good cause. Verse 10 says, wisdom will enter your heart. Discretion will, he said, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will guard you. Understanding will watch over you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who live the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness. They began to describe the ways of evil people. I don't have time to read everything, but if I just jump to 16, it said, to deliver you from the strange woman, from the adulteress who flatters with her words. They described her also. And now what he was saying, in effect, that wisdom, understanding, discretion would deliver you from all these evil people. Now let me explain why I read this. I said the law came by Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. I don't know. I think my best example for this season, Slayo, is it because of you? His marriage. But this is my best example. Notice this. He said, if you cry for wisdom, if you cry for understanding, if you seek her as men seek silver. Now, let me explain that again. You know, if you are going for a job, they tell you V-Mobile is employing. They have a slot for 5 people. There are 500 applications, and they are taking purely on merit. You know, no sleep for the next 1 week. What is the name of the founding fathers of V-Mobile? You will cram it. What is the difference between time division, multiple access, and code division, multiple access in telecommunication? You will cram it. What are the frequent? You will cram and cram and cram. Why? You are seeking for silver. You are seeking for gold. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And Solomon said, seek for wisdom like that. Are you getting my point? That is, you are talking about the word of God. Wake up at night also to study. Do you understand what I'm saying? But let me get down to my main point here. He said, when you do this, he said, discretion will guard you and understanding will watch over you. Now, let me explain what I'm going to say. I said earlier that life is not about struggles. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is, grace and truth, they are different from the law. Do you get what I'm saying? That this is his law. These are the 25 steps to identifying the correct husband or correct wife. That is law. So you wake up in the morning. Step number one, ask her what she ate for breakfast. Once she does not say, I ate the word of God, then she's carnal. Because the Bible says that, you know, I have treasured your word more than my necessary food. Then check how the two of you agree. Exactly. Does she press toothpaste at the beginning of the tube or at the bottom of the tube? Because people have marriages that have disintegrated because some people were pressing toothpaste halfway through the tube. He said, ladies, check whether he opens the door for a woman when she wants to enter the car. Does he give you things, or does he give you things with his left hand or his right hand? Because if it's his right hand, left hand, it means he's not serious with you. He thinks you are not important. And men will organize seminars on the law. And young men and young women will be taking notes, fooling themselves. Listen, in the world, it probably works. But God said, grace and truth works far beyond that. That is, Joseph didn't have the ability to refuse Pharaoh. You have to understand certain things. You know, sometime ago, you know when men don't know what they are saying. When Anthony Anianko collected $5 million from Abacha that time, and when Abacha died, they now came to the government after and said, see, man, give us $5 million. And I can. Another person that Anthony Ani is a chartered accountant. He should not have taken the money. I said, your problem is that you have never been a servant under a military total ruler. The man will give you a gift. You say no. Okay. You don't like your life. No. Anyway, that's just by the way. When men who don't know anything talk, it's obvious they don't know anything. You didn't find out he came by himself to give you the money back. You should have thanked God that the man is so nice. Say, why did he take in the first place? What did you want him to do? You know, if Daniel worked in Nigeria, we would have called him a criminal. Daniel. After all, he was working under Nebuchadnezzar. Anyway, that's by the way. I'm explaining that when they gave Joseph wife, there was no possibility, like, excuse me, sir, in our church, we don't take wives of the of the daughters of the high priest of On. No. Pharaoh said, take wife. It is fine now. You get my point? You can't say no. You can't understand. That is, when understanding gives you wife, you won't have time to check whether she presses tube halfway through it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But that, listen, we explained that what controls your life, there are things planted in your heart. They don't discuss with you. When the word of God is planted solidly inside you, he leads you to the right man and right woman at the right time without following 15 or 25 or 165 steps. It makes no difference. Do you get what I'm going to say? We have read before, Ecclesiastes chapter 7. What did he say? He said, there is a woman with an evil heart. We should read that. It's good. Verse 26. He said, I discovered more bitter than death. The woman whose heart is snares and nets, whose hands are chains, is a one who understands the 25 steps of avoiding the wicked woman will escape from her. But the man who does not understand the 25 steps will be captured. Did the Bible say that? Your translation said that? No. What did it say? The one who is pleasing to God will escape. Listen, he that cometh to God must believe that he is and is a rewarder. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that holds on to the word of God as final is the one that pleaseth God. He's the one that will escape from the difficult woman. Not the man who has learned the 35 steps. Listen, when you learn 35 steps, the 36th one will lead into destruction because you won't learn it. That is what is called catching the wise, that the craft in their craftiness, the wise in their wisdom. God says, sure, you have 35 steps. Use it. The 36th one that you do not know shall be your destruction. But this is the power of grace. There are 1 million principles in choosing the right husband and the right wife. You don't need to know one of them. Just know the word of God. Just know that God said you will escape from the difficult one. He said yes. Do you believe that you will escape? He said yes. Do you believe that no evil shall befall you? Yes. Neither shall any crazy woman come near your dwelling place. He said, I believe it. God said, rest. Go about your business. One day you wake up, you are married, and you have married a very good wife. That is the power of grace. Do you understand the point I'm making? He said, understanding will guard you. That is, you don't need to try. Listen, people who have escaped from serious 419 deals did not escape because they were smart. Most of them escaped by chance. Do you understand my point? It is called discretion watching over you. He said the word of God is alive and active. That is, wisdom can protect somebody. It has a double-edged sword, something sharper than that in his hands. That is, despite the fact that you don't know you are supposed to pass through there. You know, there is this Lion King edition that my son has watched like 500 times, so I know every scene inside the Lion King. You know Lion King? There's Lion King, and then there's Lion King 2, and then there's Lion King 1.5, which is a kind of comedy of Timon and Pumbaa. This afternoon, I watched a clip of it. I said, this is the power of grace. You know, Lion King was written. The story was based upon a book written by C.S. Lewis. Serious, inspired man. He had some versions of the new... he translated the epistles of Paul into simple language. I have a copy in my house, C.S. Lewis. I mean, was a Bible translator. Was an inspired man, man of God. Now, in this particular version, there's something I noticed there. That Timon said he's looking for his dream home. And he went everywhere. Now, this is very interesting. He struggled beyond what I see. He was going looking for the home beyond what he could see. Then he would get to a particular place and say, look at this place. This place is secluded, it's quiet. Oh, this is nice. And as he's going to sleep, you start hearing noise next overhead. There's not as quiet as he thought. Are you getting my point? Then he'll get up, begin, and start. There's one that made me laugh. When they were walking through the valley of the shadow of death in the wilderness, you know, open space, sun blinding him. He said, what this place lacks in water and shade, it makes up for it in serious heat and blinding sunshine. Just trying to enjoy wherever he was. Then trouble came there again and drove him away. And while they were running, they fell into a river and went over a waterfall. You understand? And landed at the bottom of the waterfall, almost drowning. Then he and Pumbaa climbed out of the waters, sat down, and slept there. It was night. And woke up one morning and found they were dead in the center of their dream home. That waterfall fell them, you understand what I say? It was a waterfall. It fell them into the center of their dream home. I said, Jesus, this is the power of grace. The man has struggled. He went here and there. But the day he got there, it was because something was pursuing him that drove him into a water that carried him over a dangerous cliff. He landed into the lake below, crawled out onto the small island, and said, oh God, I'm dead. If I remember, Timon told Pumbaa, he said, this is it, I'm done. I'm tired, I'm not going anywhere again. I'm just dragging you down. Said, Pumbaa, go back home. Pumbaa said, I don't have any home to go to. Then they say, oh, friends still together to the end, all those kind of things. And they slept there and woke up in the morning to look around and saw this was the real Hakuna Matata. Are you getting my point? When the word of God has carried you to a place, that's how it will be. Derek Prince took a 6-month visa to go and pastor a church in the U.S. He was a British man. For a pastor who was going on leave, 6-month visa, he never returned back to the U.K. until he died at the age of 88, thereabout. Why? While he was there, Full Gospel discovered this hot teacher and were using him. From there, Derek Prince Ministries started, began to blossom. From there, moved to the U.S., here and there, going around doing the will of God. He said when he left his house in London, it was with a six-month visa to go and relieve a pastor. Listen to me. What you have imagined is far inferior to what God wants to do. If you are pursuing a plan, it's not working. Don't worry your head. Just kiss it bye-bye and say, I will see you when you have been doubled. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is, God is working. He's never asleep. What he said is only believe. A lot of you are running up and down. It's so that God will wear you out. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is, one day you will get tired and say, I'm not doing it again. Because at last, this drowning man has finally succumbed. Now I can rescue him. But Paul said, what do you need to do? He said, go to the world, because that is what has power. Do you understand my point? Remember we said that your imaginations are created by what? Words that sink into your heart. And that once words enter, they don't need trying. They always by themselves produce results. What does it mean, therefore? Take the proper words and plant them and relax and watch. No, that's the way it works. It is not like try. They say I'm dull. Let me try and be intelligent. No. It is like they said, what did God say? God looked and said, look, you are the head and not the tail. I have made you of a sound mind. Said, do you believe? Say, I believe. Then go and sleep. Are you getting my point? That is, the word, even if they said, listen, the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. If they said your brain was not correct, the word will become brain and dwell in your head. I told you, it was not the first time God was doing it, the word becoming flesh. It's a regular part of God. Anytime he wants something, he sends the word, it becomes flesh. If you believe that word, he said, what does it mean to believe? Let me teach you how to believe. Just say, be it unto me according to thy word. That's what it means to believe. It is not a matter of steal your brain and close your eyes. Open your eyes. Look at the problems. Don't close your eyes. Contemplate your body. That is like Abraham. Say, I am 100 years old. So? He said, God who said, I will have be a father of many nations. Did he not know about that? He did. So? Said, it is what you believe that will produce results in your life. Be it unto you according to your faith. You've heard me say it again and again. Behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. All I know is that I believe it. Now I'm on your bank account. The one who said, I cause prosperity to flow towards you. When he said it, I had no bank account. That is not a joke. I had just come from NYC. Just floating around Las Gidi, that's Lagos. Doing absolutely nothing. Just visiting people. look here. I heard say you did there. Okay, I'll come and visit you. When you finish that one, you go look. This is Allen. What's the time? 12 o'clock. No. Jude must be in the office. You take another taxi. Go and visit somebody. Then one day I was waiting, just reading a book. I said, and then I saw it. Isaiah 66 verse 12. He said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I said, so wherever I go, doesn't matter. The thing flows towards me. Listen, what you have believed, it helps you make decisions fast. That is, if you tell me money is in Lagos or Abuja or in London or in New York, it doesn't affect me. I look out for where is ministry, because I am aware that wherever I go, prosperity flows towards. It is forbidden that I run after prosperity. The word has power. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. If that word is planted in you, automatically it brings forth results. It doesn't need try. You know, I keep on saying it. Like we read in Mark chapter 4, that if the word planted in you is the word of the kingdom, when it has produced results, it will grow so tall, so big, bigger than all other strivings of men. If the word of God leads into business, you will start a company that will be valued in billions of dollars without trying. go to the world and look at it. Jesus will say, learn lesson from the fig tree. Go to those men who have succeeded. They will tell you that something happened that was beyond them, that planted them where they are today. I read the story of Porgetti. When he drilled oil so much that he almost drowned in the oil. People ganged up and said, yes, he's drilling oil everywhere. The guy drilled oil in the U.S., went to the Middle East, was among the first foreigners to drill oil in the Middle East. All the other people, they wanted to frustrate him, say, he has oil, let's see how he will refine it. They refused to buy his oil. They all ganged up against him. Even he too almost despaired. Then something happened. I think he went to the MD of Total, or one of these companies, which I've forgotten the name exactly. And the man listened and said, or Mobil, something like that. And said, no, this is not right. And signed a deal and bought all the oil of him. Listen, that singular transaction was the difference between the ruin of Porgetti and the making of Porgetti. Do you understand my point? Child of God, take examples from things that have happened. Men who succeed by struggles. Most of them, their fathers were not rich. Most of them didn't even go to school. Do you understand my point? The word becomes flesh. Are you getting me? If you believe what God has said, it will become flesh. It will become the MD of your own Total. Do you understand? It is not like go and look for an MD of a Total. No, no, no. That's not the principle. The principle is relax. I will create a company, create an MD, and bring it to him. Like Joseph. He said, what is your job? I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. It is able to build you up and then deliver to you. Then deliver to you. Notice the word. You don't go and get. The word delivers to you your own portion. In every area of life that you want success. Isaiah chapter 37. He said, the remnant of the house of Judah shall first take root downwards. And then automatically they bear fruit upwards. What is your job? Proverbs chapter 4. He said, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, because they are life to them that find them, and they are nourishment and health and soundness to the whole of their bodies. That is, there's no genetic disorder that can overcome the healing power of the word of God. You want to get married. What does God say about life as a successfully married person? What does he say about the bearing of children? Listen to me. Listen, it controls your ovulation. No, I know what I'm saying. The word of God is extremely powerful. The first creation out of nothing came by that word. To do the subsequent creations are small things. Small things. That is small. He says, there's something already, and I want to create inside that one. You can't see how easy it was to create Eve. You know, the first one was, let us make man, discussion. Then he made, then out of the earth he formed, and then he breathed into him. What a long story. When it was time for Eve, a boy sleep, give me one rib, and fashion. You know, it was rapid. That is, I've done it before. You are getting my point? Now, that's a whole evil. How much more small missing parts of the body and healing of disease parts? Small job. In fact, I almost felt like saying God would delegate it to one of the small apprentice angels. It doesn't even do that. It doesn't need to. It speaks a word. The word is busy. It cannot return. You know, there are too many busy words around, because God has spoken it and it can't return. It's looking for who to bless, who to happen upon. With long life, I will satisfy you. He's looking for who to make long life. You know what I'm saying? He's looking for who to drop long life upon. I will show you my salvation. Say, who is it that is in trouble? Let me deliver him before I can return. My job, my son, attend to my words. That is, when I wake up in the morning, I am filled with the word of God. Every time somebody says something, I have something to say that is a reflection. That is, because he has said, therefore I can boldly say. Do you understand my point? To reply what everybody else might say. God said, look, once you have said it, relax. It is my job I watch over my word to perform it. I'm not saying watch over it to help me with it. I am God. I don't need anybody. Remember Gideon. He said, if Baal is God, let him defend himself. God said, since I indeed am God, I can defend myself. So he said, I watch over my word to perform it. That once I have spoken, if I have to create something new to ensure that what I have said comes to pass, I will. I will. I will. What's the job of the believer? His job is not to sit down discussing what Genevieve did and Omotola did not do. Can you believe that PDP and ANPP, they want to kill everybody? And you wake up in the morning, grumble and complain about the hassles of life. There is nothing that God has said, that is, that you have repeated. Their frustration will continue. Do you get my point? I leave it with one word today. Let's read it again. Proverbs chapter 4. It said, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your sight. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their body. Watch over your heart by doing all of these things with all diligence. Because from it flow the springs of life. Whatever word settles inside you determines what your life will become. If you have enough word guaranteeing you a successful marriage and abundantly beautiful, successful children, that's what you have. If you have enough, because look, listen, there are words everywhere. Every day, you know, they keep on telling you, you can't succeed, you can't succeed. Do you know that's what they do every day? No, watch CNN. Buy a newspaper. You know, they don't say directly that Mr. XYZ that bought this paper, you will not succeed. They won't say that. You know what they do? I told you, if they did, you wouldn't receive it. What they do is to give you arguments why nothing for you, like we say. Why your life can never be outstanding. They wake up in the morning and draw a graph of the progress of the price of crude over the last 15 years. And unconsciously tell you it will be 10 times this price in 25 years' time. And if you cannot afford it now, you won't be able to afford it then. They say it subtly without you realizing it. Then next, they draw for you a graph of the variation in the exchange rate between the naira and the dollar since 1979. And you see the thing rise so steeply, your heart will fail. And they make it clear to you, you can't buy a dollar now, you won't buy it then. They keep on telling you stories again and again, every day. They will tell you how good schools were when you were in primary school and how bad they are right now and draw a graph and show you the decay that's about to happen. You say, hey, my children, your heart goes doom, doom. Your heart is beating. And then when somebody makes a plan, remember I was talking with a lady. I said, if I married, my wife won't have a regular job because I said it's too tasking for, because, you know, look at it as a woman. She said, your children will go to public schools. You know the interesting thing? I told her to keep her mouth shut, that it will never happen to me. Right now, my wife doesn't have a secular job. She used to have, she dropped it. My child has started school and is not in a public school. It is unto me according to my faith. No, they keep on telling you things every day. But as he speak, what do you do? He said, what has he said? So that I might boldly say. He said that those that seek the Lord will never lack anything good. Even though the young lions, that is young doesn't mean babies. It means the agile lions, they lack and suffer hunger. He said, me, I will never go without food to eat. He said, whatever is born of God, that is me, overcomes the world. What is the world? Increase in the price of crude. It means nothing. Like Bishop would say, children that have not yet been born, we build houses. So how much more you that's alive today, you are trying to hold cement? Do you get my point? I begin to receive different testimonies that even though my beginning be small, my latter end shall greatly increase, far beyond the price of petrol. I won't reduce the number of cylinders in the cars that I drive because fuel went up. All I tell the Lord is that, you see, I have to increase beyond what is happening physically. And listen to me, don't let them scare you. Price of fuel went up in Nigeria. It went up everywhere in the world, including United States, that they say you should run to run away because from the pressure of petrol. It went up in the U.S. also. There is no security anywhere. Security only abides in God. Some trust in chariots and horses and visas, but we trust in the name of our God. He's a strong tower that is, even though price goes up and Katrina and Andrew, serious hurricanes jam together to cause a serious hurricane. Those that seek the Lord, they are inside the strong tower. They can never be moved. Listen, once they are telling you that, tell yourself another thing. When they give you negative stories, tell yourself positive stories. And don't ever forget, I am a blessing to my generation. Though men be sick, I am a healer. If they be poor, I will enrich them. I have been blessed to be a blessing. What does that do to the price of petrol? I don't know. But one thing I'm sure of is that it makes me more able to afford it. Do you get my point? If you increase petrol to 200 naira a liter, no trouble. God says, Banky, where I used to give you 65 naira before, I will give you 300 now so that you have change just in case. I said, Lord, no problem. I said, by the way, I don't like these small cars. Double the size of the car. I said, God, for information, better build me one refinery so all these brethren who are scared of driving car because of petrol. No, that's blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be what? A blessing. The word that you believe, listen, will create something in your life. If you believe there are reports, you will die poor. But if you believe what I have told you today about the word of God, listen, no good thing will be withheld from you in your life. You will never be poor. You will never be average. Listen, when men are complaining about the price of petrol, you'll be buying cars and dashing people. Don't forget, the word can become flesh. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we give you thanks.